Thank you for joining me to hear about the story of the origins of the House of Forbes. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. The history of the House of Forbes is actually the history of Scotland itself. Human migration into the British Isles began after the sheets of ice from the Ice Age began to recede. The first immigrants were likely the Bell Beaker people, named from the shape of their pottery jars. Starting in about 2500 BC, they migrated over the landmass known as Doggerland that connected what is now the British Isles to the rest of the European landmass. Most likely, the Bell Beaker people moved into northern Scotland and were the origins of the Caledonii, or Picts as they were known by the Romans. Later, migration of Gaelic speakers from Ireland created the Kingdom of Dalriada in the western islands and highlands. One legend relates that in around 70-75 AD, the Dalriadic warrior Okhankar killed a bear in the land of the Picts. For this deed, he earned the name of Forbesach, which meant courageous in Gaelic, and he also won a sizable amount of land between the rivers Dee and the river Don. His descendants later intermarried with the Picts. This territory became known as the Land of Forbesach, and this was later shortened to Forbes. People who owned this land were known of Forbes or de Forbes. Alexander III, King of the Scots, officially acknowledged that these lands belonged to Duncan de Forbes in a charter dated 1271 or 1272 based on the later Gregorian calendar. This is the first written record of the House of Forbes. Around this time, Duncan de Forbes built a fortified tower called Draminer, which still stands today. Duncan's eldest son was John de Forbes, the second known Laird of Forbes. He was the commander of Urquhart Castle in 1303, when the castle was lost to King Edward I of England. John de Forbes then likely served at Kildrummy Castle during the First War of Scottish Independence. The castle was controlled by the Earl of Mar, whose wife was a sister of Robert the Bruce. Most likely, John de Forbes lost his life during that siege. Now, John de Forbes' son, also named John, was born posthumously in 1306 or 1307, depending on the calendar you use. In March 1306, Robert the Bruce was crowned as Robert I, King of the Scots, and defeated Edward II at Bannockburn in June 1314. When Robert died in 1329, John, the third Laird of Forbes, supported Robert I's infant son, David II, as the legitimate heir to the Scottish throne. John died in the Battle of Duplin Moor in 1332, fighting the partisans of Edward Balliol, son of John Balliol, who also claimed the Scottish throne. John's son, the fourth Laird of Forbes, and also named John, of course, was also likely born posthumously in 1332, or 1333. King David II, King of the Scots, after his return from France in 1342, asked to see all those whose parents had been slain at Duplin. John de Forbes was about 10 or 12 years old at the time. Reportedly, the king was impressed with John and granted him a knighthood in return for his loyalty and service. In 1364, Thomas, Earl of Mar, granted to John de Forbes more lands, and King David II confirmed these charters. The king also appointed John as Sheriff of Aberdeenshire. John de Forbes died sometime around 1387. Now, his son, the fifth Laird of Forbes, and of course also named John, had been born in 1350. He was known as John of the Black Lip due to a facial birthmark. He was also invested as a knight sometime in 1391. And in 1394, Sir John was appointed judiciary and was the first recorded representative of the crown or crowner for Aberdeenshire. In 1375, he married Elizabeth, daughter of Sir Gilbert Kennedy of Dunure. Together they had four sons: Alexander, later the first Lord Forbes; William, the progenitor of the Pislegos branch of the Forbes; John, the creator of the Tohun branch; and Alexander of Brookes, founder of the branches of Skeletar and Invernahyon. Sir John of the Black Lip died in 1406, having laid a solid foundation for the House of Forbes. And that is the story about the origins of the House of Forbes. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website, Facebook page, Instagram account, or YouTube channel. Just search for Clan Forbes. Thank you for joining me.